This is Twit.
Samsung Galaxy Note 9, that's the name. We kind of figured it out. Got the yellow
NFL.
S pen.
I have to say, this is very halftime show.
Yeah.
It was a very halftime show.
Looked good. Pretty much matching up what DJ Ko is showing off.
Thank you.
With the rumors
Taylor
that we've
Swift
seen ahead of time.
That everyone's wearing
tell
in the crowd,
you
by the way.
More about the world's most advanced smartphone. Please welcome Drew Blackheart.
All right, so now we're going to dive into the phone itself. Lots of yellow going on, and that was a kind of a color palette that we've been seeing for a few weeks leading up to this.
Thanks, DJ.
With an S Pen with
I'm
a
so
pen
excited
that color
to be here at Barclays
pops.
Center to introduce
what
the Galaxy
to be
Note
the
9.
Common thread here.
Galaxy Note has always been a smartphone for people who want the best of the best. And this year, we've updated it for a new generation of creators, achievers, and entrepreneurs who are remaking the world and relying on technology to do it. Recently, we spoke with Note users all over the world about what they want for their phones. And one thing became crystal clear. Note users expect more. And at Samsung, we've always tried not just to meet expectations.
Michael Fisher posted a photo on Twitter, and it just looks very...
Now, we already use our phones for
flat
so
flat dimensional
much.
In the photo.
But what if they were even more powerful?
For those wondering at home.
What if our batteries actually lasted all day, and we didn't have to worry about how much storage we had? What if we could stream and download the things we want when we want them? What if our phones met our highest expectations instead of... forcing us to
I have to say, I miss listening to music and charging my phone at the same time.
Since the beginning, the Note series has always
been still winning in that category.
Yeah, absolutely.
And today, we're redefining
not bought into the headphone jack
with the most
ejection
powerful phone ever
party,
made,
you know.
The Galaxy Note 9.
That yellow S Pen, though.
I do like it. It's a nice
you
splash.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it gives a little bit of extra
me of
personality.
Very like 90s.
Well,
I can't
tap
what it is.
Today,
I want to see like the yellow Walkman, but
yes,
but it paved the way for the big screen smartphone category. And Note users were the first to see the incredible potential of a large screen. For people who pack a ton into every moment, Note lets you do more. That's why we made the screen 6.4 inches. The largest ever on a Note.
That's a lot of screen.
No kidding.
And of course, Note 9 features an end-to-end display.
You know what,
means
people
you get a larger canvas
who commute
for writing
a lot, though, love to have that screen time.
Video.
Sure.
Just
in
fact, immerse themselves in their stories on the
Note
commute
9
home.
A signature device because it delivers
well, when
a
you've got an S Pen, having more display real estate
We've
becomes actually useful.
With a beautiful balance, razor straight lines, elegant curves, using a specialized diamond cutting technique. To give the frame a clean, modern look. On the back of the device, we centered the fingerprint scanner below the camera so that it's easier to reach.
So not under the
now,
display.
Now all of these features blend seamlessly into the design of the phone.
We really want that
when it comes to color,
scanner under
this year
the
we went big and
Somebody
bold.
Needs to just make it happen.
You can choose from four.
I think Samsung will make it happen eventually.
Ocean blue with a yellow S Pen.
Next year, but I guess we
favorite.
Said that last year. So.
Lavender purple.
I like the colors. Look
metallic
at the colors.
Copper and midnight black. Each designed
to
reflect
to
the forward-looking style.
They never all do, though.
Mm-mm.
It's like
we also added a flash color to one of Note users'
they
favorite
save one of the more splashy colors
that I use
for not
all
US
the time.
For everywhere else.
Screen off memos. Now, no matter what color
oh, look,
you choose,
the different S Pen
one
colors.
Thing remains the same. Note
oh,
users rely on their
phones
to explore their
and
passions and
customize
to get it? Things
yes.
done.
I think they, yeah, I think they
so
might
Note
be
Note 9,
but,
we didn't just design a super powerful phone.
Personally.
We designed a phone that can keep up with you. Now, we all know the feeling of panic when your phone gets below 5%. You're waiting for your ride, watching your battery drain away, just praying that the car comes before your
And that has not happened to me in a very long time, but I know that feeling.
You should have to plan your day around your phone's battery life. That's why we created an all-day battery, the largest ever on a Note.
Okay, let's see.
No more worrying that your GPS will die right when you need it most. No more begging coworkers to borrow a charger. Instead, you can power through your entire day with just the phone in your pocket.
Oh, 4,000 milliamps.
Yeah, it's
that's
good.
Like a, that's like in a small tablet.
That's right.
That's paired up with, that's matching rumors that have been saying 4,000.
It's a good amount of battery. We're storing more than ever before. So Note 9 starts at a minimum of 128 gigabytes.
Oh, okay.
That's twice as much space before.
I mean, if you didn't already know, and it wasn't already evident, the Note series is targeted at power users. That's like a primary category.
Yeah. Hours of movies and TV shows. That's enough to get you through 30 round-trip flights from New York to Madrid. And that's just to start with. You can also get a 512-gig version.
Painful.
So 512. All right. That matches up with some of the rumors.
Its predecessors, Note 9 also comes with expanded storage. And get this. Soon, with Samsung's upcoming 512-gig micro SD card, you'll be able to get as much as terabyte of memory.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you're probably going to have to pay like one terabyte for that card.
That's more than
most. It can't be a cheap card.
Those cards, but what those cards are coming down in price. I don't know about the 512. But... load.
We wanted to make sure Note users could maximize performance, even when running power-intensive apps. So we gave Note 9 a cutting-edge 10-nanometer processor. Nice. And it also supports super-fast network speeds, up to a staggering 1.2 gigabits per second.
If you're lucky.
So you can stream smoother and download faster.
Where you live.